Life's full of surprises, full of adventures. This morning I left Budapest and was driven to Vienna because my cousin, when he came in the fall to the farm, he invited me to come and visit him here in Toronto before he left for his winter holidays. And of course that way I was able to visit my mother. Who knows how long I'll be able to visit or how long she'll be here for me to visit. So I thought I'd take advantage of the offer and he purchased a ticket for me. Unfortunately, for some reason, the ticket originated in Vienna. Anyway, a few from Vienna to Toronto. However, in Toronto there was such a snowstorm that the airplane had to circle because only one runway was free. That wouldn't have been such a problem except for the fact that the pilot announced that he didn't have enough fuel for the hour and a half that he was supposed to be circling. So he had to proceed over to Montreal and land over here to refuel. So we did. We landed and we refueled. But then after about a couple of hours of sitting in the plane, then he announced that the storm was so bad in Toronto that the airport wasn't willing to take any more airplanes. So for another couple of hours, they tried to figure out what to do. And finally, the conclusion was that we'll have to stay here in Montreal. And of course, it wasn't just us. There were a lot of other planes as well. But because my cousin had arranged a business class ticket, so we got put up in a nice hotel where I'm in right now. Well, it's a Hilton. And interestingly enough, when I walked into the reception, there's this huge deity of Lord Shiva there. I think it's run by some Indian people. And when he asked me what my name was, and I said Shiva Ram, the Indian man thought that I was joking. But I showed him my passport and my boarding pass. Hilton, but still they wouldn't give me any free water. So I had to drink from the tap. And tomorrow morning, hopefully, all things being equal, we'll be able to take off from Montreal and land in Toronto. Unfortunately, my plane only leaves here at 12:30, so the plan for me to meet up with my cousin probably won't materialize because he's leaving on his plane sometime around 12:30 as well. Anyway, let's see what happens. But I'll be here until Monday, and then I'll leave Monday and be back in Budapest on Tuesday. It was a short visit, but since it was on invitation, and I thought it was a nice opportunity to perhaps spend a few pre-Christmas days with my mother. One interesting event that also took place, and it must have been on Tuesday, where I got some kind of chill that's happened to me over the last few years. Not particularly a cold, I don't have a cold, but somehow when I get a head cold, then I get a sinus infection in my forehead, and it becomes very, very painful. I get some mucus congestion over there, and until the mucus comes out, then it's really quite painful. This time, until the mucus comes out, then it's really quite painful. This time, I got it and I knew what it was about already on Tuesday evening. But Wednesday I went to Paris, so flying there and back and the air conditioning on the plane really settled that mucus in my sinus and also dried it up. So that by the time I got back Wednesday night and especially by Thursday morning, it was so unbelievably painful. It was the most painful experience of my life, and not just a one-off pain, but in Thursday morning, it went from about 10 a.m. to 7 o'clock in the evening, 8 hours of just such intense pain that I was groaning and writhing. And then it eased up on Thursday evening, but then Friday morning, it continued all the way until I got on the plane. Good thing that on Thursday I asked Yashomati Nandan in Budapest to provide me with some medicine, so he gave me antibiotic and also some other natural medicines to dissolve that mucus. And it worked, sort of by mid-flight, all of a sudden it all came out and I got some phenomenal relief. But otherwise I wasn't able to actually have some meetings. I even wasn't able to talk. It was extremely, it was an extreme experience. I can't remember having gotten any enjoyment out of my forehead, but I certainly got an unbelievable amount of pain and suffering. And the only thing I could really do was just chant Hare Krishna and think of Radhisham. I wasn't able to do anything else. And that's what this body is really about. It's about unbelievable amount of pain. The body can be, will be, a source of a lot of pain. And therefore we shouldn't really try to exploit its resources for sense gratification, but take as much advantage of it as we can in order to be fixed in Krishna consciousness, because when that comes, when that inconvenience comes, when that pain comes, and when the ultimate pain comes, which is death, then the experience is so overwhelming, and it supersedes all other so-called enjoyments that were there. You really wish that every ounce of energy that you had, every fiber of your being, was invested in a fully Krishna conscious effort. So I had a good first-hand experience of that myself. It was a really good reminder. And it really reminded me also of how much pain. I have a pretty high pain threshold. I have Kshatriya blood, some Kshatriya blood. So I have even a taste and a tolerance for pain. But this was at my threshold. Anyway, I'm glad that it's gone. Well, at least it's 90% gone. It'll, I think, take a few days for it to get completely all the infection out, as well as everything else that's there dissolved. But it certainly would have made my visit here very difficult. Anyhow, I hope devotees are really ready and enthusiastic for the last few days of the marathon to distribute a lot of books, and I'll be with everyone through SMS and podcasts, and of course in spirit, thinking about everyone and wishing all devotees all strength and energy to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna.